Chapter 9 Perusing Ponyville.
"And this is where we go to buy our quills and sofas,"
Spike told the visitors, standing in front of a little shop called Quills and Sofas. His presentation was met with little enthusiasm from Igneous Rock, who just stared back, chewing on a piece of hay.
"Is this where the princess buys her quills and sofas?"
Cloudy Quartz asked. Marble and Limestone listened intently.
"Yes, Twilight gets all her quills from here, too,"
Spike groaned. Pinkie Pie's family certainly was starstruck by the idea of a royal pony in their midst. Every place they had visited, Cloudy had wanted to know Twilight's opinion on it. Marble and Limestone didn't say much. They just followed along. The two of them seemed to have an unspoken language that consisted mostly of blinks and nods.
"Does she send a lot of letters to Princess Celestia? To Canterlot?" Igneous questioned politely. "I've never been there myself, but I hear it's real nice."
"Well, actually, I send the letters," Spike explained. "She tells me what to write, and I put it on the scrolls."
"Is that so?"
Igneous nodded his head and eyed Spike suspiciously as they continued. He still wasn't too used to hanging out with a talking baby dragon.
"I guess we can head to the carousel boutique next,"
Spike announced, leading the way.
"Rarity owns it. She is known around Ponyville as the prettiest, most fashionable pony in town."
Spike still had a hard time containing his crush on Rarity. He blushed, but Pinkie's family didn't even notice. They had their sights set on something else. All of a sudden, Marble and Limestone gasped. Cloudy yelled out,
"Iggy, look at that over there!"
They trotted over to Cheerilee's front walk and stared down at the glittering gems.
"This is what's putting us out of business!" Cloudy cried. "And I hate to admit it, but it does look real nice."
The sisters crouched down to look at the jewels, much like Pinkie had done the day before. Cloudy started to cry.
"We're doomed!"
Igneous hushed his wife.
"Calm down, dear. We got a princess on our side now. She'll fix everything right up. Then we'll all be back to work on the rock farm before you know it."
Spike noticed Marble and Limestone Pie frown. They definitely looked like they could use a little less work and a little more play. Maybe they could come visit their sister more often and learn a thing or two about having fun. That is, if she ever switched back to normal.
"Oh, you're right, dear. Everything's gonna be all right. Thanks, Celestia, that Pinkamina is staying out of it like a good little filly,"
said Cloudy, looking down at Igneous through her glasses.
"You know how that girl gets an idea in her head and won't let it go."
"Mm-hmm," Igneous Rock agreed, tipping his hat. Spike felt bad for Pinkie. The way the whole family was treating her was ridiculous. She only wanted to help. And now she was driving herself bonkers trying to please them. Spike decided that the next stop on the tour had to be Sugar Cube Corner. Maybe it would be just the thing to sweeten them up.